Hey, Kim, good morning. Thanks for the time.
Hey, good morning. You are welcome. Yes, it's a beautiful snow, and models were all over the place whether we were going to get anything. So I was happy to see we did finally see some snow across the area.
Kim, I would have been happy with a cold rain, to be honest with you. But that's okay. The preparation for this storm, it seemed like it started several days ago. Saw some brine on the road as early as maybe Sunday or Monday. Can you talk about the work the DOT did ahead of this storm across the Triangle?
I sure can. We had a situation with temperatures this time around, and we don't normally see it this cold. So in order to put brine down, we have to be in a temperature range anywhere from lower to mid-20s. So we started taking advantage of the temperatures earlier because we had to. We weren't going to have as much time as a typical event before a storm hit. So we started brining areas during the weekend and finished up yesterday across much of the area with those last-minute roads, and did a pretty good job because I'm not hearing a lot of bad things for the roads this morning. I know our interstates, for the most part, are clear. We did have crews ready to go as soon as the snow started to fall. And fortunately for the central part of North Carolina, the snow ended earlier than the eastern part of the state. So we've had time to do a little more clearing than they have. They're currently still in the process of clearing and getting roads prepared for folks to hit them this morning.
Where do things stand in terms of clearing the roads? Not just the interstates, but the major secondary roads and that sort of thing.
Well, I know that we have done a great job on our interstates, and primary roads look good across the Triangle, and now secondary roads are getting some attention. So you're going to find that your neighborhoods are still going to be snowy and ice covered, so please be careful when you're headed out. But once you start to get onto those busier roads like Capitol Boulevard, you're going to find the majority of those have already been cleared, or if not, being cleared at the moment.
What's the process for getting these secondary roads cleared? Are there certain levels of roads that you go through and try to clear at a certain pace?
We do. I mean, we want to hit the roads that are heavily traveled first, and those are mainly our interstates. Mm-hmm. And then we have heavily traveled primary roads. Capitol Boulevard is just a great example. It's a road that a lot of people use to commute from the northern part of Wake County into the central part of the state, a central part of the county. And you've got U.S. 401 and just roads that we see that are not interstates but are heavily traveled. So we clean those second, and then we get to the secondary roads, and then obviously into neighborhoods where the state owns those roads. I know municipalities have been out all night as well. I live in the northern part of Wake County, and my town has been out clearing roads all night last night. So everyone's pitching in and doing their job, trying to make it as safe as possible, but still going to be icy and slick on some of their secondary roads. And then we refreeze over again tonight. So tomorrow morning is going to be a black ice issue. And any road that didn't get cleared today will obviously have problems again tomorrow.
What's your advice, Kim, for people that have to be out today or even tonight or first thing early in the morning as they head out and about to work?
You take your time. I think getting out of your driveway in your neighborhood may be the hardest part of your commute, but certainly that can be problematic just in itself. But once you start to get onto the roads that appear to be clear or mostly clear, be aware that black ice is going to be a problem until we get above freezing and as soon as we fall below freezing again. So those bridges and overpasses are going to need to be watched carefully, and you just need to slow down and take your time. And driving on ice is impossible for anyone. So the slower you're going, the smaller the impact's going to be if you hit ice and end up in an accident. The slower you're going, the less impact that's going to be to you and your car.
How much, Kim, as I let you go, do the DOT, how much do you learn in terms of preparations or responses from previous storms that help you in this storm or maybe the next storm that we have as we deal with winter weather?
The majority of times, I think we all, here in the central part of the state, it's been uncommon to see an event be all snow.
Mm-hmm.
So this was easier, in my opinion, I think, for us to clear roads and be prepared. It was just the models were all over the place of whether we were going to see snow. So I think we went with better to be safe than sorry and did everything we needed to do to prepare if we saw snow, and it turns out we did. So I think we learn every time we have a storm, we learn something new because Mother Nature is always giving us lessons to learn. And we did a good job. In my opinion, we've done a good job, and we'll continue to do that over the next couple of days we just need folks to slow down and try to stay safe and, you know, give themselves plenty of time to get where they're going.
Kim Diener with the North Carolina Department of Transportation. Kim, always appreciate the time and the perspective. Enjoy the snow, and we'll talk again real soon.
No problem. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks so much.